Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I am here live with life and business success coach Jesse Bowen. Jesse is a corporate educator for Duke Corporate Education, Silva Methods seminar facilitator, life success coach, sports performance coach, motivational expert, and author. He's author of The New You. Hey, Jesse, do you want to tell us a little bit about that book?
Hey, great. Thank you for having me on. And we're right now into the season of motivation, and we've been working all summer with individuals and companies about getting motivated, getting prepared for the year. And so this is, really a great opportunity to actually share with your audience about the power of success or moving from where they are. If they're in a great place, that's good. If they're not in a great place, then how do you get to that great place? So, yes, I wrote the book, The New You, about a year and a half ago. I'm a martial artist, and in my quest to 10th degree black belt, was to realize, you know, you reached a mountaintop, the highest position in the martial arts that you can now achieve, and what's next? And a lot of times we get to those places that, you know, we've achieved a lot in our lives, or sometimes we haven't achieved a lot in our lives, and we say, okay, what's next? And how do we get motivated to go to that next level? So in this process, what I did was do an extensive study about myself, about motivation, some of the most successful people in the world, and put together my book. But the book is really designed about where I was in that place. And, you know, readers that are reading the book, they're being inspired to apply some of these principles in their lives.
That sounds really interesting. Do you want to tell the listeners where they can actually find the book and purchase it?
Sure. The book is available on Amazon.com. It's available on Lulu.com. You can also visit my website, which is CoachJesseBowen.com, and the book is available there. Or just give my office a call, which is 919-489-6100, and we can actually, you know, mail your copy out.
I've actually taken a look at the book myself, and it's definitely something I think everyone should get and take a look at. It could definitely do you some good and be helpful. Now, in your eyes, Jesse, what is motivation and where does it come from?
Motivation is an energy, and I'd like to start there because you have to have the energy to be motivated. You have to have the energy to actually go out and achieve your goals. So motivation is an energy combined with thought, or an energy that has no thought. So if we think about motivation, we're thinking about someone that has a clear vision on what they want to do, and now they have a determination. And the more determined that they become, the more motivated they become to now go after something. So a lot of times when someone is getting a new idea, then they try to jump right on it. Sometimes that's really not a good idea. What you should do is, if you come up with an idea, is to sit down and do the planning behind and begin to see that success. So motivation is a willpower that's combined by your energy of thought, your energy of positive desires towards it. So motivation is a desire. Motivation is also a belief, and the ending part, motivation is an expectation. And if we would sum that up, it just means faith.
I like that. Now, what would you say, like, how do you get people to take action and fulfill their goals? Like, if they start believing in it and everything, what's the first step, you would say?
Well, I think that the first step is information. You can be motivated to do something but not have the right information, which will cause you to spin your wheels and not get any place. Because I am a coach, what I would say if a person now has a desire to achieve something is to find a coach that may have that expertise in the area that they're looking to get involved in, or finding a coach that's designed to keep them motivated and on target towards that. So I always recommend, you know, finding yourself a coach. I know I'm the bowling instructor for Duke University, and I remember when I first started bowling, instead of going to the bowling center and start to practice bowling, I went bowling one time. It was a horrible experience. And so the next week, I immediately went and hired a coach at the pro shop to begin to teach me about the game. And then my experience became better and better and better. So I wound up being a professional bowler on the PBA tour and bowling coach at Duke University. And we published a manual, a training manual for physical education, which is called Zen Bowling, the Psychology of Better Bowling. But all that happened because I had the right information when I got started. So one of the first things that a person becomes motivated to do something is make sure that you get the right information, that you don't spend your time or waste your time trying to move up a hill without support. So if you really have an idea you really want and you're very motivated, then the next step is getting the right information. So your next step would be getting the right information, you know, finding that right support.
That makes sense, and also finding the right coach. Like, I know I'm a soccer player, and I've talked to you guys about that a lot. And for soccer, like, you need a coach to kind of lead you along the way. Like, you're motivated to do it and everything, but the coach will help you set goals and take the proper steps in order to reach what you want, and in this way, like, success or whatever, like, your life goal and mission is. So why don't you share with us a couple of things and the different topics that are in your book?
Well, in the new you, it's really about making changes. And one of the changes that you have before you can actually make a change, you have to understand yourself where you are right now. So if you're on a new adventure, maybe you've got a promotion and everything is great, well, what's next? Well, understanding yourself is also learning how to have a creative state of mind for success. And in the book, we cover a six-step process for that. We also talk about connecting with your purpose. So when you become connected with your purpose, and we're talking about motivation, now motivation is very easy because you now know exactly the outcome. You can get excited about the outcome. You can now see the outcome. And you have to examine your thoughts. So your thoughts are also the influencing part in your self-programming. And when you begin to do this and you apply that support of a coach, in the book we talk about brainstorming, how to be able to write your dream, how to become inspired, and we also work on, you know, choosing your passion, your goals. And each week the book goes through. It's a workbook, not just a book telling you what to do. It's designed to be a workbook, and it's actually, we teach this as a course, but it gives you a step-by-step process that you can now keep a journal in. You can set your weekly agenda by. And it also talks about intuition. So as you're now motivated to go and start doing certain things and you want to learn how to become intuitive, that you don't just do stuff and you get a bad response. Becoming intuitive is learning about being able to check your past experience with your present experience and now how this will guide you into your future experience. So we talk about success and define, you know, success. What does success mean to you? With success, it means something totally different to every individual. And then the book even goes into the meditation part, teaching about meditation, how meditation, daily meditation, can enhance your clarity about what you want to do. And your daily meditation can also be a very strong part of you now being motivated to be able to take action. And, you know, and the last thing that we have in the book, which is very important in this whole process of setting goals, achieving goals, being motivated, is visualization. What are the pictures that you have in your head? What do you see? How do I visualize? How do I change the images in my head? Maybe you're visualizing yourself failing. and every time you do something, you fail at it. Well, how do I change that I see myself every time as a success? So the book is packed with a lot of information, and so, you know, very powerful book, and that we feel that is really helping people. I know it's helping me. I actually, we're looking at a copy of the book that I keep in my computer bag, and I every morning pretty much I pull it out and I read something in it. And yeah, I wrote the book, but every time I look at it, I go back over it. There's so many things in there that I need to keep reminding myself of that I've done in the past, and also the things that I really want to do in the future.
Yeah, I think this book could be helpful to pretty much everyone out there. I'm looking at the table of contents now, and it covers just so much, a variety of different things. And the book itself actually isn't that big, so it's definitely doable to read the whole thing, and it's easy to understand, takes you through things step by step. So it's something I definitely recommend. So we've talked a little bit about your book. Now, what about seminars and that type of thing? Do you have any one of those coming up, or anything you'd like to let the listeners know?
Well, we do seminars every week. We have a radio show, and the radio show is on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, and the show is called The Power to Live Your Vision. So we have a weekly radio show that we do. We have different guests come on talking about different issues. We have people that come on that are authors, and they're talking about their books. And we also have the weekly or once a month, we have a seminar, sometimes two and three times a month. We have online seminars, and on our online seminars, they can be pretty much, this summer we spent time working on procrastination workshops. We worked on motivational workshops. We worked on relationships workshops. And so right now, our big workshop that we're doing is on our 45-day goal challenge. You know, it takes 30 days for a person to really get into the swing of making changes. So in that 45 days, they're moving forward. And by the 90 days, they've actually been able to make this a part of a routine. So we're doing the first segment of it just as a 45-day goal challenge, just so people can do something for 45 days, see the results in it, and really sort of get that understanding. Because when someone looks at 90 days, they're going, wow, that's a long time. I don't know if I can commit to that. But okay, take 45 days to work on, you know, manifesting or getting very clear about your 2014 goals. And if people would like to know more about it, they can just, you know, visit the website, which is www.coachjessebowen.com.
I really like the way that sounds, a 45-day challenge. It's not too long, but it's enough time to actually make a difference and make a change in your life. So you start day one, you kind of look at things, where you want them set out, where you want to be, and then gradually make the progress, take the steps you need to kind of like make progress to where you want to be, and then day 45, look at it and be able to see how much you've changed from day one, and then realize, hey, maybe this is something I want to continue doing, and I want to make it a routine, so I want to go for the 90-day challenge. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, yes, you know, that's the reason why if you have to have that desire. We talked about motivation. You have to have that desire, that motivation, something in front of you, or to realize that, okay, you know, there's something else. And maybe we're not talking about being in a down place with this. We're talking about being at the top of the hill. Maybe you're an executive, and life is so beautiful. Well, you keep adding more positive things to it, then it becomes just better and better. So if you're at the bottom and want to look up, this adds better and better to it. If you're at the top and want to continue to look up, then it still adds better and better to it.
Yeah, I think this definitely can apply to everyone, and I don't think like you can ever have too many positives or improve your life to the point where you can't improve it anymore. So I definitely think everyone could use this. Lastly, if you guys have any questions, you can email Jesse directly at his email at elitecorporatecoaching@gmail.com. And then, like you mentioned earlier, he has a website, www.coachjessebowen.com. And also be sure to like him on Facebook at Jesse Bowen Elite Coaching.
The American Martial Arts Alliance, along with the AMAA Masters Radio Network, is launching Proud to Be a Martial Artist. This will be the theme of our 2018 Who's Who in the Martial Arts Legends Awards Banquet.
in Washington, D.C. on August the 3rd. Nominate someone for this great honor, someone that has made a contribution to the martial arts that has changed lives, that unsung hero that has done so much for the community, so much for lives. We want to know about that person. Visit our website, whoswhointhemartialarts.com, and make your nomination today. So many martial artists have lost the opportunity to share their story. Remember, visit our website, whoswhointhemartialarts.com, and make your nomination. For questions and support, call 919-489-6100.